Sometimes I drive my husband's new Mini Cooper to work, the fancy car with a radio neither of us has been able to figure out how to set. I mindlessly seek stations down Highway 53. This morning I settle on WCFW out of Chippewa Falls, the station I'd been forced to listen to since I was a kid. My mother's morning ritual included opening the mustard-colored curtains in our dining room and turning on her square black radio balanced on the windowsill. Originally, I think it was placed there for reception. After all, WCFW was a mere 3,000 watts, though even back then, Mom probably wouldn't have needed it perched with antenna cocked toward the East Hill, where the small tower shot above two-story homes. 45 years later, their slogan endures, where FM means fine music, and it's still the only family-owned station in the Chippewa Valley. WCFW went on air in 1968, just 3 months after I was born. Every morning of my childhood began with the Too Fat Polka or Beer Barrel Polka or In Heaven There Is No Beer, songs perhaps any Wisconsin kid could name. I knew Whoopi John and the Six Fat Dutchman by ear. My mom could sing every song. Every morning, 5:30 to 8, was polka time, and that's still true. I swear, the same DJ from my childhood is still on. I wouldn't forget his slightly whistled S's, surely caused by dentures. Now, for years, we've heard reports of soon-to-be mothers putting headphones over their swelling bellies and piping in Beethoven or Mozart to their babies to increase their intelligence and overall well-being. My infancy to toddler to childhood and adolescent brain was wired to the Shemileski brothers or Lawrence Welk. All of this may account for my proficiency for playing sheephead and cribbage by age 5, my lack of dancing skills beyond a goofy trot as a teen, or even my inability to sit down and relax as an adult. In 1981, MTV was born. Sometime in high school, I started eating my morning Wheaties in front of the living room television, where video killed the radio star, drowned out Let Me Call You Sweetheart, spilling from my mom's radio a room away. After that, my life was filled with more Weird Al Yankovic than Polka King Frankie Yankovic, and I only paid attention to polkas at an occasional wedding dance when the DJ went old school. Years later, when my mom didn't know her husband or kids or grandkids or even her own name, she still tapped a toe when she heard a song she liked. Scientists have long known that music is hardwired into the brain's right hemisphere, communication when words fail. And so it was for my mother in late-stage Alzheimer's, what the poet Anne Sexton wrote about in Music Swims Back to Me. In a funny way, music sees more than I mean, it remembers better. Towards the end of her life, even when Mom could barely speak, she could still sing lyrics learned 70 years before, often a polka.